From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, May 25th, 2017. I'm Philip Graham. At the top of the news, Rosa Atchison is reporting in the Register-Star that a new local law has been proposed that would amend the residency requirements for Hudson police officers. The proposal, sent to the Hudson Common Council on May 8th, would allow officers to live anywhere within 20 linear miles of the closest city boundary. That would make it possible for residents of Greene and Dutchess counties to work for the Hudson Police Department, Police Committee Chairman Henry Haddad said on Tuesday, May the 23rd. Haddad said, and I quote, "It's basically from Coxsackie to Hillsdale, from Catamount to Catskill Game Farm, and from Red Hook to pretty much the top of Columbia County," end quote. The new measure would expand the department's hiring pool by approximately 60,000 people, Haddad said. The existing law allows police officers to live anywhere within 15 miles of the city. If Common Council approves the measure, the mayor will next hold a public hearing. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Daily Mail that a 100-year-old fountain built in honor of Greene County's Civil War veteran is the focus of a new restoration effort in Catskill. The fountain is currently leaning and inoperable and stands near a statue of a Civil War soldier in the Thompson Street Cemetery, located at the corner of Thompson and Spring Streets. More than 30 Civil War veterans are buried in the cemetery. Both the fountain and the statue were built in the early 20th century. Greene County historian David Dropfield and author Regina Daly are in discussion with the Village Department of Public Works to determine what needs to be done to restore the fountain. The restoration group has about $2,000 to invest in the project, money left over from the county's 150th anniversary commemoration of the Civil War. Dropfield said, and I quote, "We were going to restore a Civil War battle flag, but we decided to return our attention to something local, the Civil War monument in Thompson Street Cemetery," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that New Yorkers overwhelmingly opposed the federal health care bill passed by the U.S. House of Representatives in early May, according to a new Siena poll. Just 10% of respondents want the Senate to pass the American Health Care Act in its House form, while 39% want the bill to be overhauled. But 46% want the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, to remain the law of the land. Given the choice between repealing and replacing Obamacare or keeping and improving it, the overwhelming majority, 67%, expressed a preference for keeping the existing law in place. There is a partisan split on the question. 71% of GOP voters prefer repeal and replace. 84% of Democrats favor keeping and improving the Affordable Care Act. Politico New York is reporting the Congressional Budget Office on Wednesday, May 24th, released its long-awaited analysis of the House bill, finding that roughly 23 million more people would be left uninsured 10 years from now if the measure becomes law. That is nearly identical to the coverage losses the CBO forecast for an earlier version of the American Health Care Act, despite the addition of new provisions and more funding aimed at keeping more people insured. Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, has added an amendment to the Coast Guard Authorization Act of 2017, which would stop any new barge anchorage sites to be established on the Hudson River between Yonkers and Kingston for at least a year. With Coast Guard funding set to expire, the bill is likely to pass with the amendment. Currently, the Coast Guard has a proposal to create 10 anchorage spots for large barges on that portion of the Hudson River. The proposal has seen widespread bipartisan dissent locally. Faso was quoted in the press, and I quote, "The Hudson River, like any finite resource, can only thrive when it is shared responsibly and all voices are heard. Since news of the Coast Guard proposal emerged, I have urged the agency to work with our communities and listen to their concerns. I saw the opportunity with a must-pass piece of legislation affecting the Coast Guard to add a provision which would halt the anchorage process and get this provision enacted into law," end quote. James Nanny at The Fray reports that Ulster County Executive Mike Hine will decide if he's running for Congress by the end of July. Hine from the town of Hurley is a Democrat in his third term as Ulster County Executive. In 2016, several local Democrats urged him to run against John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, but he decided to keep his current job. Six other Democrats have said they're running for the 19th district seat. The district includes all or part of 11 counties, including all of Greene and Columbia counties. So far, 28-year-old Gareth Rhodes of Kahunkson, 40-year-old Antonio Delgado of Rhinebeck, 26-year-old Stephen Bryce of Walden, 47-year-old Brian Flynn of Hunter, 52-year-old Sue Sullivan of Plattskill, and 40-year-old Jeffrey Beal of Woodstock have announced their intentions to run. Flynn and Delgado have raised significant funds, according to federal election records. And Faso has also filed to run again in 2018. You can read that full story at The Fray. Carl Bode at TechDirt reports that New York Apple, Verizon, Toyota, Lexmark, Caterpillar, Asurion, and Medtronic are lobbying against the state's so-called right to repair law. According to New York State Joint Commission on Public Ethics, and I quote, "The records show that companies and organizations lobbying against right to repair legislation spend $336,634 to retain lobbyists in the state between January and April this year. Thus far, the Digital Right to Repair Coalition, which is generally made up of independent repair shops with several employees, is the only organization publicly lobbying for the legislation. It has spent $5,042 on the effort." End quote. These companies want consumers to bring their products to them to repair rather than fixing them at home. Read that full story at TechDirt. That law makes it easier for consumers to repair their electronics and find replacement parts and tools. It's a direct response to rising attempts by companies like John Deere, Apple, Microsoft, and Sony to monopolize repair, hamstring consumer rights over products consumers think they own, while driving up the cost of said product ownership. John Deere's draconian lockdown on its tractor firmware is a large part of the reason these efforts have gained steam over the last few months in states like Nebraska. In New York, one of the first attempts at such a law, the Fair Repair Act, has finally been making progress. But according to New York State's Joint Commission on Public Ethics, Apple, Verizon, Toyota, Lexmark, Caterpillar, Asurion, and Medtronic have all been busy lobbying to kill the law for various but ultimately similar reasons. They're outspending the consumer advocates and repair shops pushing for this legislation by a rather wide margin. The records show that companies and organizations lobbying against the right to repair legislation spent $336,634 to retain lobbyists in the state between January and April of this year. Thus far, the Digital Right to Repair Coalition, which is generally made up of independent repair shops with several employees, is the only organization publicly lobbying for the legislation. It has spent $5,042 on the effort, according to the records. To be clear, the vast majority of the time, companies lobbying against this kind of legislation don't like to even admit that they oppose it. But when they do, on the record, it usually features a trifecta of false claims that the bill will make users less safe, pose a cybersecurity risk, and open the door to cybersecurity theft. In Nebraska, for example, we've already noted how Apple claims that allowing people to repair and tinker with the hardware they own will somehow turn the state into a, and I quote, "mecca of bad actors and hackers," end quote, and that letting consumers repair their own electronics could cause lithium batteries to catch fire. Of course, the real reason Apple opposes the legislation is that it stands to lose significant repair revenue once people no longer have to drive half an hour to the nearest Apple Genius Bar and support team. The same is true for game console makers, Sony and Microsoft, who obviously would prefer it if you're only able to use their significantly more expensive repair programs. They'll ignore the fact that this kind of behavior not only allows companies to charge an arm and a leg for what very well may be superficial repairs, but helps prop up closed proprietary ecosystems, hurting consumers in a myriad of other ways as well. And while supporters of these rights to repair bills are very candid about the benefits they think users will see, it's telling that the companies lobbying against these rules refuse to comment whatsoever on their opposition. And when they are willing to talk, can only trot out a parade of theoretical horribles that don't really make coherent sense. Andrew Cuomo announced on May the 24th that a few local swimming holes will be open early this year for Memorial Day weekend. There is now swimming on weekends at the following locations beginning May 27th until June, when they open daily: Copec Falls area, Taconic State Park, Rudd Pond, Taconic State Park. Also, the North South Lake Campground in Greene County is open for swimming this weekend or for visiting Alligator Rock, Catskill Falls, and the former site of the Catskill Mountain House. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting rain today, mainly after 7 a.m. The temperature high for today will be 56 degrees. But Thursday night, a chance of rain and thunderstorms, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 11 p.m. The temperature low for Thursday night will be 51 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, rain mainly before 4 p.m. The temperature high will be 61 degrees. Friday night, a chance of rain before 8 p.m., then isolated showers after 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 51 degrees. And on Saturday, isolated showers before 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 70 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Sunrise today was at 5:24 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:20 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 25th day of May, 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.